It is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it to lift my voice.
My voice sounds just like this. When I sing on this good day, good day, good day, good day, good day, calling, I'd say hi to Brett Peruzzi, first of all, along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler here watching what's going on. He's like a barracuda when it comes to being a fan of this program.
Oh.
So thank you very much for that. Thank you very much.
You said watching. I thought we were watching like a hawk.
Well, watching is a term. I'm watching you even though I can't see you. I'm watching you to make sure you don't make any mistakes. I'm tired of all the complaints we get from all of the things that you say on the air that are not correct. It's time to fix that.
Like what?
888-302-3684. See, that's a good way to wake Jennifer up. What are you talking about?
What?
All right, so let's deal with something simple and easy, like what color is Jesus' skin?
If you ask Megyn Kelly, it's white.
Megyn Kelly is an ignoramus.
Oh, stop. I like Megyn Kelly.
You can like her, but it doesn't mean she isn't an ignoramus. All right. So think about this. Everybody ready? About this. He's a Hebrew Jewish male in the first century A.D. Think about what a Hebrew Jewish male would look like, and you will find your answer. Mm-hmm. Think about this. He can navigate through all kinds of information. Most people believe Jesus was white, but he was a mix of all kinds of things, a little bit dark. And when you think about what, again, people look like who are in that area of the world now, you think about the color of their hair, and their skin, their nose, all of that sort of thing. He might have been good looking. I mean, how do you even know? Because there are no cameras. Well, but that's the thing. These things become artificial conversations about things that have no... as a matter of fact, when you think about the Bible and what we're taught by those who teach us to love everybody and, you know, that we're really all the same, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, why would somebody get into this discussion? Is there anything in the Bible that says what skin color Jesus was? Those of you who are Bible thumpers, here's your chance. 888-302-3684. What skin color were the people in Nazareth? What are they now? What were they then?
See, I think it's more about, or less about skin color.
And by the way, if he's the son of God by artificial insemination or whatever happened, immaculate conception.
Wasn't artificial insemination.
I know. It was immaculate.
Not Maury Povich.
But anyway, did he have the same skin color as his father? Joseph wasn't really his father. So what skin color is God?
Does God have skin? I would think maybe
he's a little bigger
than worrying about skin.
Supposedly, according to the Bible, if you believe it, we are created in God's image.
We are?
I'm looking at a picture of what Jesus... the picture that was up in the Sunday school classes that I went to when I was a child. And I am looking at this picture of Jesus, fair skin, got a beard and a mustache, nice blue eyes and brown hair. Do you know how nonsensical
is? I don't know if necessarily, I mean, when you see him, and maybe my church was just a little bit different because I went to Catholic school.
Catholics thought he was different, yeah.
And I will tell you that he didn't always appear to look white in the pictures that are in my church. But I think it's less about what skin color people portray him, because look, it's all about your idea of what he looks like. But wait, let me finish this. He demonstrates being from an area where all of our ancestry comes from. So no matter
all
who
of
you,
our
all of our, I mean, we all emanate from. I got news for you. It's not Detroit. I mean, we all come from. Like, if you do like way back studies, that those are the areas of the country.
Studies. We come from different planets.
Well, that's your study, but
it is my study.
But I'm just talking about. I mean, legitimately, everybody has come from, like, sub-Saharan Africa. They've come from, like, some of the Pandies. I mean, everybody kind of mixed together.
So somebody says. Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, that's what science says.
Yeah, but science is always...
That's what my 23andMe profile says.
All right, that's fine. Okay. Well, I'll let you have your dream, whatever it is.
Oh, okay. To make your point. So my dream that's been proved by science is that
science proves itself all the time. Science used to say the best way to heal was to cut a hole in your skin and let the blood come out.
I know. Well, I'm just giving you my point of view.
I don't understand.
Laugh at your point of view saying we're all
I'm not laughing at your point of view.
Jesus is from,
okay.
You know, replicates where we're all from. So
listening to WJOL in Joliet, Rita.
Hey, guys, according to the vision that John had in the book of Revelation, I think it's Revelation 1, Jesus was black.
There you go.
John said he was in the Isle of Patmos, and he had a vision of Jesus in a long white robe with a golden belt around his chest, and his hair was white as wool. I don't know how that happened. Stress, maybe?
Santa Claus. He's a lot of stress. Jesus was the original Santa Claus. That's why his hair is white.
And that Santa Claus lady obviously never read Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus by the editor of the New York Sun in, I think, 1875.
I'm going to read that live on the air on Christmas Day.
You need to, because he said in there, because my father read me that letter when I was 8, and people read it every year for Christmas, that Santa Claus was whatever color the children wanted him to be.
Yep. All right, so you've done a nice job doing your homework, Rita. We appreciate the call. Thank you. Merry Christmas, by the way.
You too.
I guess it will Christmas be different if we... Never mind what color was Jesus' skin. Now we got people saying Santa Claus was black. Santa Claus is black. What is it? I think the same ignoramus on Fox said that Santa Claus was white skin too. Now, I don't know that it makes a whole lot of difference, and what this does is just get people's blood pressure up a little bit, and people get infuriated. You hear that discussion? That's disgusting. Who cares? But people who have innate reasons, mostly prejudices, for thinking it is one way or another, blacks who say black, it's kind of like the old discussion of whether God is a woman or a man. Right, remember those from 40 years, 30 years, 20 years ago? I don't know. Does that discussion still go on?
Not as much, that's for sure.
Right. God is an hermaphrodite.
Oh, Doug.
What? God, an hermaphrodite represents both sexes.
Yes, that's true.
How do you know what this energy is that's infinite intelligence? You make yourself feel better by thinking, okay, well, God's a man, God's a woman, fine.
I'm going to go back to waxing poetic here. Is it something that we can even understand?
No.
No.
Of course not.
We always want to categorize things in our little tiny
human brain. Want to feel the simplistic nature of being safe around this image of God, God's son, image of Santa Claus as being just like us. So we feel better about us.
I mean, I don't use this word lightly. It's magic. You know, it's like...
It is magic. It actually is.
It's magic.
And this time of year, there's so much magic in the air. Why befoul it with a stupid conversation about whether God is black, whether Jesus is black, whether Santa Claus is black, or vice versa? What difference does it make if you have an open mind and you are reasonably intelligent and articulate? Then you understand, okay, so you want to believe it's in the Bible? Swell. That's good. If it makes you feel better or makes you a better person, that's all right. But to get into an argument about it is just, I think it's the antithesis of what this season is all about. And it didn't do any good for me to call Megyn Kelly an ignoramus. Even though I did.
Yeah, especially because I'd like to actually hear it, because she said she was joking. So, and you know, sometimes people take things and run.
All the time they take things out of context.
So before I judge her, and I typically watch her show at night because I like her, I'm sad I missed it because I'd be able to comment on it.
Well, maybe we can find, Michael, find some audio or video from YouTube or someplace. Or the Fox Channel's archives.
We're completely under the bus. I'd like to hear
No, we're just throwing under the sleigh. We're not throwing under the bus.
All right.
Sleighs don't hurt as much. 888-302.
Donner and Dancer Foot to the Face.
Come on, Donna and Dancer and whomever.
Prancer and Vixen.
Yeah.
Comet and Cupid and Thumb and Thumb.
All right. So if you have more to add to that, you're welcome to. Imagining this is going to show up on Facebook. I made it punctuated. I punctuated the argument enough, Kenny, so I figured that we'll get some action on Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter. Just food for thought. I have some other food for thought for you. Genucell stem cell therapy for bags under your eyes and puffiness under your eyes. I did some research into Genucell with this plant stem cell technology and how wonderfully it works for bags. You know, people actually have surgery to get rid of this. People have plastic surgery to get rid of the bags and puffiness under their eyes. Why would you do that when you have, in fact, at your disposal, genuine Genucell created from stem cell therapy? And this is an offer that can't be beat. Matter of fact, if you call the folks who are there to help you out with Genucell, dial 800-543-9262. You've heard me talking about how this attacks the lines, the wrinkles, the crow's feet, all that stuff, and the bags under your eyes. You can use it for all kinds of things. I, too, use Genucell and find it to be an amazing product. It is amazing, and you can get it before the holidays. Express holiday shipping, free. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, 800-543-9262. Page after page after page of people who are saying, here's one that Fred says, I quickly noticed a difference. By the way, Fred, yes, Frederica, yeah, there are men and women using this. Men don't have to look like the world. My son was in a Petco yesterday, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Called me after he went out. He was going down the aisle to pick up a couple of bags of dog food, and he bumped into this gentleman who had a baby, and obviously a lady who was there to take care of the baby. It turned out Brendan said, excuse me, sir, I'm going to, you mind if I walk by you? No, okay, it's all right. It was Mel Gibson.
Oh!
Who was in the Petco trying to find things.
Obviously. The baby?
Yeah, he's got that the baby from that woman. How old is that baby now? 2-3 years old?
Oh, I guess so.
3-4 years old? Yeah. And anyway, so Brendan said he looked awful.
Well, he no bags
under his eyes.
Anymore.
Oh,
he's
what
had
mean?
Some hard living.
He's the same age as I am. I don't have. I don't look like I'm ready for the trash heap.
I said he has. He had some hard
issues.
Living.
Yes, he has. Yep. Well, anyway, he could use some. We should find him and give him some of some Genucell. Get rid of the bags and puffiness under his eyes. All right, you can get rid of him. Pretty easily, your skin will be glowing. It really will. When you dial 800-543-9262, get enough to go around the entire family. All right? All your friends, everybody, can use Genucell when they're Jennifer's age and beyond, I would say. All right? Time now. And by the way, this works not to add a new wrinkle to the conversation about skin color. This is not just for white people. You can use it no matter what the color of your skin. How's that? 800-543-9262. Wow, what's
your thing? I can already tell it's going to be a tough day.
So get some to leave for Santa.
Yeah, right, exactly. Perfect for Santa. Instead of cookies. 800-543-9262. Genucell.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginext pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of 1,000 wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're gonna have fun. I mean, hard.
Want Fisher-Price or play school toys? Get to Kohl's for a sale so big, we're staying open 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hours may vary. Visit Kohl's.com or store for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Thank you. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This for a while last night. I also find Nick Lachey to be engaging. I like him as a host. This is a good job for him, this kind of stuff. Anyway, from the sing-off last night, Vocal Rush singing Against All Odds. Crank this up just a bit, Michael. This takes real talent. You can't hide behind an orchestra because there's not an orchestra to hide behind. It's all a cappella, and that's what the sing-off, the premise of the sing-off is all about. So this is one of the good groups, Home Free, very good. The Acoustic Cats, the Philharmonic, Vocal Play, another group there, a group called 10. I just think they're superb. Also on at the same time over on Fox, The X Factor, Simon and the Gang presenting Alex and Sierra performing Give Me Love. By the way, have you noticed on the sing-off, there's no screaming kids? You notice that when you hear
the on the sing-off,
the sing-off,
yeah.
No,
yeah. Right. Appeals to an older crowd.
Yeah, the X Factor is screaming kids. Give Me Love, Alex is here. But is there any comparison really between this sort of the components of the music in shows like the X Factor, American Idol, whatever, the voice, and this material that comes from the sing-off? And by the way, it may be that it appeals to an older audience, but all the contestants look to me like they're under 30, well under 30.
Oh, I'd imagine, with all the acapella.
I mean, I think that last year they had an older group that was that
I
did very
that.
Well.
Older yeah, remember? Men, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Right. All right. Yeah, scream, let's scream and scream. Scream some more. All right, enough of that. Thank you, Michael. The late night shows, let's see, everybody's on vacation this week except Conan, well, everybody. I don't know about the other people who are like Ferguson and that bunch, but Conan O'Brien is there for 4 days, and Jay Leno be around. Let's have some laughs.
Experts say they've been having some luck getting pandas to breed by using panda porn videos. Panda porn videos, yeah. Yeah, and when they're done, they sell them to adult movie stores as hot black-on-white action. New research just came out. This is true. New research reveals that being attractive in high school leads to success later in life. Yeah. Study also found that being nerdy looking in high school leads to a talk show later in life.
Well, I tell you something. Did I have a crazy dream last night? I dreamed I was visited by the ghost of Christmas past, and I was fired. Then I was visited by the ghost of Christmas present, and I got fired again. I got the hell out of bed before the future showed up. Screw that.
I heard there's a super secret meeting between Jay Leno and Jeff Zucker over at CNN.
CNN?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why would he? What would?
Super secret, except we all know about it.
But why CNN? I don't. CNN's got to do something
CNN's
to save itself.
CNN's doing
guess,
a big redo of themselves. They're doing movies now, and
all CNN kinds. Is?
Yes.
Movies?
Yes.
About what?
CNN film series.
CNN movies on the news? Or?
Yeah, like Hillary Clinton movies and you know, stuff like that. No, seriously, you're laughing.
They did that SeaWorld movie, didn't they?
Yeah.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
All right, Simon Cowell says there's going to be a problem, apparently, or is there a problem with there are issues, apparently, of custody with Silverman. The woman's name, her married name is Silverman. I don't know what her...
Lauren Silverman.
Yeah. But her husband thinks he's going to have a piece of the action here? Because he was married to her while... What kind of a deal is this? Wow.
It's just weird. Simon and her husband were best friends.
28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry and Katrina VandenHeuvel. Coming right up, what do you think of the Ryan Murray budget compromise?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
We're back with VandenHeuvel and Lowry with today's Both Sides question. What do you think of the way Democrats and Republicans agreed to a 2-year budget deal that reduced the sequester cuts somewhat, but didn't touch tax rates or extended unemployment compensation?
It's always a bad precedent when Congress forestalls immediate spending cuts for spending cuts that's supposedly going to happen over 10 years. On the other hand, the backdrop that Republicans shot themselves in both feet with the shutdown debacle, and the House leadership considered it imperative not to have that happen again.
I agree with Rich that the GOP did shoot itself in both feet and in other body parts, but I do think that while it kind of postpones some of the perverse, destructive parts of the sequester cuts, it sustains the D.C. Beltway focus on, you know, obsession with deficit reduction.
That was your Both Sides.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thursday, December 19th program from the Doug Steffen Corner of the World. Dudley's family is here, at least partially anyway, to discuss some of the important things that are going on, finance, news, things that you can take home and work on.
You need free gifts?
We should give homework to people listening to this program.
Boo.
All right, so the assessment of NASA's, why do I keep wanting to do that? NASA, NSA, the NSA surveillance program. 40 recommendations, and they include more judicial oversight and public transparency. If the president follows even half of the recommendations urged by the advisory panel that he put together, the National Security Agency would significantly change the way it does business. Collection of phone records and spying on other governments and their citizens would continue, but Americans' phone records would be held by phone companies, not the NSA. So you're a resident of Brazil, and you're all whooped up about this, or you're a resident of France or Germany or wherever, and you're all whooped up about this. What do you think about the Americans saying, you know what, we don't really give a damn about what's going on overseas. Go ahead, keep doing what you're doing and screwing around with them, but you can't do it to us. What kind of jingoistic thinking is that? When you pay no attention to people around the world that you admittedly need in order to make things work, when we get involved in these places like Afghanistan and Iraq, and we say, well, let's not do it all by ourselves, let's bring everybody else in. But let's not pay attention to the fact that we've been screwing around with their governments for years, listening to their discussions of things that have nothing to do with us. How eager do you think these governments are going to be to help us out the next time we start trouble somewhere?
How eager are they to help us out right now?
Some of them have been. At least we had some. So that means that justifies spying on them.
It doesn't justify it. I was just posing the question.
Thank you for asking the question. It was a good question. Well,
this report, one of the other recommendations, is setting new limits on spying on foreigners and foreign leaders.
Yeah.
So that will change.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
I
if they follow any of the recommendations.
If they follow any of them,
right.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right. They probably
they haven't done anything. They break the law now. Why should they think twice about doing anything that has to do with some recommendation?
Because we all know about it now.
Yeah, that's true. We do.
And they're trying to save face because there's elections coming up, and they, you know, they'll play nice for a while. They'll create some new super secret thing that we don't know about, something new that'll still invade our privacy. So I don't think you have to worry about that. But it'll just be something different.
Right.
For me, it's less about them spying on other countries as it is about spying on us. I mean, it just.
That's jingoistic thinking, as I said a minute ago.
Yeah.
It's all about us, not about that. All about us, me.
Usins.
Selfishness. Narcissistic thinking. Anyway, by the way, if we're saving face, are we saving a black face or a white face? Which are we saving? Perfect.
I'm not playing with you when you do weird stuff like that.
That's not weird. The conversation just joining us we had, if you want to listen to hour number three, first half of it, discussing white Santa, black Santa, what color was Jesus' skin, that kind of stuff. That's been readily...
I just like any Santa.
Right, me too. Must be Santa, Santa Claus. By the way, our Christmas star of the day, with whom we'll be speaking in a few minutes, is Joel Kopiski. Is that how you pronounce his name, Kenny? Kopiski?
Yeah,
I think
Kopiski.
I did a pretty good job with it, yeah. So he's got some nice parodies.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder if he's
Kopiski
got...
parodies?
Yes. Santa Claus and that sort of thing. I don't know if he has any parodies about the color of Santa Claus's skin, but you know, I highlight this because of the height of ridiculousness that this... All the absurdity becomes... You know.
Well, the story, if you missed it, is that Megyn Kelly from Fox News has come under fire because she referred to both Santa and Jesus as being white, and then she said, oh, no, just kidding. So that's what we've been
talking about. Whole thing started in the slate. It didn't start with her. She's probably never had an original thought in her life.
The article in the slate was written that Santa was black.
Yeah. And she said, no. So,
right.
No. And then the joke about the penguin. No, never mind. I don't want to get into that. 888-302-3684. All right, here is Tyler, who has some thoughts on the NSA and what it's been doing.
I do believe it's constitutional because if we examine the Fourth Amendment, you know, it includes the unreasonable search and seizure of personal effects. But does phone metadata actually mean personal effects? It depends on how we, I guess, interpret that. Because in my opinion, it belongs to the cell provider, like Verizon or AT&T. So is it really a tangible document? Because I think our framers were trying to say, you know, back in the 1700s, you know, they obviously didn't have digital documents. So I believe they're referring to physical, tangible documents.
You can believe whatever you want, sir. It's a free country still for a while. 888-302-3684. All right, so have we had enough of this?
I think so.
Yeah, let's congratulate.
A little fun.
Yeah, the lady who won in Georgia, there were two winning lottery tickets this week.
Mm-hmm.
And one lady whose name is Ira Curry. Lives in Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Not related to our movie guy, Chuck Curry.
No,
right?
I don't think so.
No, he was here yesterday, so.
Yeah. $120 million after taxes. She hasn't decided how she's going to spend her winnings.
I have some ideas if she'd like to call me.
Oh, me too.
Or you can email Ken at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Duck Dynasty suspension. That's another one that's probably worth more time than we have for it.
We have to give that its fair shake.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. The Fed yesterday said that they're going to trim their efforts to help in stimulating the economy by not buying as many bonds. For those of you who want to know what that really means, it means that the interest rate that you're paying for pretty much everything will go up. And what will that do to the economy? Not much. Economy's kind of blowing wind anyway at the moment. And so if you go back to where the crisis began in 2008, the Fed started buying a lot of Treasury securities to keep their value up using their money, our money. They would buy $10 billion a month. Sometimes when things were really tough at the beginning, they bought up to $75 billion in Treasury notes, and that kept up the interest, that is, people would invest in America if they were getting some return. By the same token, the Fed, which is responsible for the interest rate that it charges the banks for the banks to borrow money from it, kept the rate at zero or close to it. Now they're going to go up. There's a they think the economy is moderately expanding. And I can't see it, honestly. I'm not trying to be a naysayer here. I don't see it. Other than housing starts, I don't see the retail business doing well particularly at all. And I'm a barometer of that because I'm in the advertising business. And people who advertise are people who feel confident that we're going to have discretionary income to buy the stuff they're selling. They want to get people into the stores to buy this, that, or the other thing. But we had a real hiccup in October when the stimulus, not the stimulus, the...
sequester.
The government just shut down.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big problem. The sequester caused a little bit of a problem. At any rate, food for thought. Let's have some music in a matter of moments.
We will meet
our Christmas star of the day up next here on Good Day.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
You know how much we save by cutting this down ourselves? We're almost to the car. We can make it. Why aren't you hibernating?
There's a better way to save at the Sears One-Day Sale this Saturday with Friday Preview. Get 60% off coats, fleece, and more. A 46-inch RCA LED TV is just $399.99. And you've earned them. Now claim them. Redeem your Shop Your Way points today at stores or Sears.com. Holiday a better way. Sears. Sale ends 12/21. Prices may vary. Exclusions apply. See store or Sears.com for details.
Studies now indicate that nearly half of all Americans are unsure of how they will handle long-term health care, or worse yet, simply don't plan to address their potential long-term health care needs. Steve Spurka, Vice President of Long-Term Care with Northwestern Mutual, explains.
Folks are living longer, so there's a greater need for long-term care. Planning ahead and putting solutions in place for future care needs gives families options and can help protect their retirement nest eggs.
What's the solution?
I'd say education and awareness are key. The good news is younger Americans are more aware today of the impact long-term care can have on their lives, especially if they find themselves in a caregiving role for a family member. As a result, they're taking a more proactive approach to developing a plan for their future needs.
To learn more, log on to NorthwesternMutual.com. That's NorthwesternMutual.com. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Parents of America, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've ever seen your kids playing an air guitar of any kind, everyone loses. Luckily, Guitar Center is here to help with amazing holiday deals on all sorts of instruments, like a full-sized Ibanez acoustic guitar for just $89, a 7-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $16, or a Toca djembe drum for just $29. Come on, America, love your kids. Give them the greatest feeling on earth this holiday. The Guitar Center Holiday Sale, now through Sunday.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginex pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of 1,000 wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're going to have fun. And harg.
Want Fisher-Price or Play School toys? Get to Kohl's for a sale so big. We're staying open 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hours may vary. Visit Kohl's.com or store for details.
It's just 1 week until Christmas Eve. That's all the time I've got to finish shopping. 7 days till you laugh at me. Sing, tie that together with bows and some wrapping. The tree's up in the living room. I realized that it might fall, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm jolly. Oh, now we're watching Frosty, and don't feel lost, see. You think you're looking at the Michelin Man. With candy canes on my brain, drinking champagne. I catch a buzz and pop one off in the marzipan. Hear the bells when I jingle. Oh, yeah, Kris Kringle. Because I'm all about Christmas. Bing Crosby's got the mad hit. You try to match pitch, you try to croon, but it's baseless. Gonna make a break and take a flick. I'd like a shake and bake for cake. I like eggnog, the finest of the flavors. See the snow, then you'll know the mistletoe's hanging low. It's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. sure. How can I help it if I think you're naughty when you're nice? Trying hard not to smile, though I did twice.
All right, so here's our Christmas star of the day. Joel Kupiski with a Christmas parody version of the hit song One Week, originally done by the Bare Naked Ladies. Joel is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A lot of people living in that part of the world live that. A lot of people living there. A lot of people listening to the Good Day program,
yeah.
Joel. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
That's good. Tell us about this new Christmas album called Ground Control to Santa Claus. Sounds like a major Tom. Remember that?
It was Shatner's album, remember?
Yeah, Shatner had one of those, too. Yeah. All right, so what makes you different, Joel?
Well, I guess very few people are crazy enough to, you know, take a song like Space Oddity, Major Tom, and turn it into a Christmas tune. Or, you know, throw parody lyrics onto, you know, the zillion words that come out during Bare Naked Ladies One Week. So,
all right, so what makes you so crazy?
Gosh, I don't know. You know, I just... I think that Christmas can be one of the most stressful times of the year for everyone,
mm-hmm.
and I just like to have a good time, and I like to make people laugh. And
all right,
so,
stop right there.
Uh-oh.
That's far enough. That's good. Want to make people laugh? Let's listen, Michael. Play a little snippet of Ground Control to Santa Claus, will you?
Ground Control to Santa Claus. Ground control to Santa Claus. Take your candy canes and put your red suit on. Ground control to Santa Claus. Commencing
countdown
on your sleigh.
I love it. This comes from the same foolish discussion about whether Santa Claus is black or white, Joel. We'll have that conversation. We're going to play this after we have that conversation.
Excellent.
Right. So you have, let's see, a couple of other ones in here. Where do you perform mostly? You're from Madison, that area. What's
Milwaukee.
Sorry, I said Madison.
Yep. That's okay. Madison's a great town, too. It's close by.
I do most of my performing. For most people.
I do most of my performing in the Midwest. I do a lot of musical theater kind of performing. I actually made my off-Broadway debut this year in New York. So, I do a little bit of that. But mostly I just kind of pull a band together every Christmas and do some great holiday gigs.
Yeah.
Was Christmas special? Is that why you decided to go into doing this? I mean, because you could do parodies on anything, on any season. Was that something that was big for you when you were a kid?
Sure, but I don't think that was the driver. I think it was more as I got older and I ended up doing a couple of big theater productions over the holidays that were humorous in nature and people just loved it. They would come to the show and they would just, you know, relax and kick back for 2 hours and have a good time and just laugh at goofy stuff. And, I thought, there's a need for this. Mm-hmm. We are all too ramped up around the holiday season.
Right. Absolutely.
Let's just, let's throw off our cares for a couple hours and have a good time and laugh at some of the stresses. Some of the songs that I do, really kind of take the craziness of the season and throw a fun twist at it.
All right, so, Michael, play the version from One Week Until Christmas Eve, Sweet Caroling, which is a shot at Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. Very good stuff. What's the website? GroundControlToSantaClaus.com. Is that what I'm reading here?
That is. That's
GroundControlToSantaClaus.com. So you're having a little fun with this. Play it as you're decorating the tree, whatever it is. So you have worked with the Milwaukee Symphony.
I have, yeah.
All right. So you're okay. You're okay in my book. Michael, let's finish off Crazy Little Thing. A crazy little Christmas time. This is from, obviously, the Queen song.
Crazy little Christmas time.
All right, Joel Kapiski. Check out Ground Control at SantaClaus.com. Merry Christmas, Joel.
The decorations, the cars, the bills, the ads.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Amazing. Jennifer Horn, lovely as she is. Ken Kessler, lovely in his own right. You were paid the ultimate compliment by a friend of mine last night. Can you remind me to pass that along to you, all right? The subtleness of your
just one compliment?
Measured response. Well, this was a really good one. All right, let's get to Tech Talk time now. A lot of ground to cover here in the next 5 or 6 minutes, including our daily report from Shelley Palmer, who has a claim. He has apparently some inside information that Microsoft and Apple are on a course to merge. Can you imagine? Let's envision that. Apple and Microsoft as one company.
Ugh, gigantor.
How about that? Think about that. Shelley gives you the details behind the story in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Parents of America, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've ever seen your kids playing an air piano of any kind, it's not cool. Luckily, Guitar Center is here to help with amazing holiday deals on all sorts of instruments, like a Casio digital piano for just $349, a Kohala ukulele for just $29, or a pair of AKG headphones for just $19. Come on, America, love your kids. Give them the greatest feeling on earth this holiday. The Guitar Center Holiday Sale, now through Sunday.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exogen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough. But the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, dealing with death is tough enough, but in today's digital world, there are new problems. What do you do with a Facebook account of a loved one who's passed on? There's no right or wrong choice when it comes to this decision, but leaving the profile online may put you and other loved ones at risk because of the site's ever-changing privacy policies. Facebook's primary policy when someone dies is to memorialize the account. So if this makes sense to you, all you need to do is provide Facebook with proof of death and request for the account to be memorialized. If you'd rather delete the account altogether, you need to fill out a form on Facebook and provide proof that you're related to the deceased. Either a death certificate, the deceased person's birth certificate, or proof of authority will do. While the whole process may seem painful, cybercriminals see death as a prime time to strike. Protect yourself. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Actually, Old Navy's got it. The best last-minute gifts from just $1. This Friday through Christmas Eve.
Break it down for me, fellas.
Fleece hats for $1. Scarves for $2. Gloves for $3. Kids graphic tees for $4. And long-sleeve tees for everyone for $5. Plus, get up to 60% off throughout the store. This Friday through Christmas Eve. Only at Old Navy. Valid on select styles only in participating stores while supplies last.
No one delivers the holidays like the U.S. Postal Service.
Through 12 blizzards blowing,
10 straight days raining,
6 snowballs flying,
5 mysteriously heavy holiday fruitcakes, like 70 pounds,
4 lightning bolts,
3 creepy gnomes,
2 angry geese,
and a giant blow-up snowman. It kind of freaks me out.
The U.S. Postal Service is delivering the holidays like never before. With improved tracking up to 11 scans, domestic priority mail flat rate is more reliable than ever. We are the U.S. Postal Service, and our priority is you.
The days of finding the right size and the right color are over. Brian Osich finds out one of today's most popular gift-giving trends is one size fits all, and just so happens to fit inside of your pocket.
The gift-giving season is in full swing, and with just a few days left for shopping, lifestyles expert Limor Suss says there is one way to guarantee the perfect gift.
So many people prefer receiving gift cards from their favorite store so they can treat themselves as opposed to receiving a specific gift.
And that's good news. Suss admits this gift-giving trend helps lessen a shopper's anxiety and is perfect as a last-minute gift idea.
There's no stress in giving gift cards, and they make it so easy to get your shopping done. Go to your local grocery store and check out the Gift Card Mall gift card display. They're conveniently located in almost all grocery locations. There are hundreds of cards to choose from, many of which are some of today's most popular brands like Amazon, iTunes, and Starbucks.
And are there benefits to the buyer of gift cards?
The cool thing is when you purchase gift cards at your local grocery store, many of these retailers offer additional value or incentives for you, like fuel rewards or dollars back to spend on your next shopping order.
You can find a Gift Card Mall in a retail or grocery store near you. That's Lifestyles from Gift Card Mall.
At Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your list. We have thousands of items on sale now, like 25% off Nike fleece apparel and up to 50% off all treadmills, ellipticals, and exercise bikes. Plus, when you enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have your chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop our great deals in store and online today to see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.